If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
There's no quibbling today, baby.
Just
we're
quit.
All
not no quit.
Unison. We're all on the same page. For the same goal, get this chip.
Yeah, how many times?
If you ain't on board, if you're not on board, and you're coming into this show with some mushness, you out.
Mushness? Damage is done. Mushness?
Negative attitude, the negative, nope.
How many times do you have to tell yourself that in the mirror today?
I'm still doing it.
No quibbling, just quivering.
Quivering. So, here's what I thought. And here's what I did.
Should we welcome back Frog Boy?
Yeah, he got the Cabo cut. Look at him.
The Cancun cut.
Cancun cut.
Hmm. Yeah.
He got that Cancun cut.
You know, a little something, something. Little something,
yeah,
something
before you
on.
Left.
Looks the same.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you. Yes.
Hey, did your girl say... You ain't going on that trip looking like that, are you?
I mean, we both had some grooming to do. I paid for her to get her nails done, hair, all that stuff.
Hey,
we wanted to look good in the
picture. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why you need to get your nails done? Y'all just going to be soaking in water. Because
yeah,
you know, soon as you go to Cabo, you're going to be in the pool and,
like
and you're going to have your little drinks and all that,
yeah.
Right?
It's all for the pictures. That's all everything is for them.
Hey, you tell her we better have a lot of pictures of some nails.
Yeah,
you guys are nuts. Love a freshly set manicured set of nails on Mrs. Tobin.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're a French press guy. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Or
what
is
the
that
hell
coffee?
That, is.
That sounds like coffee. French press.
Hey, what's up with the nails?
French press
that look like daggers on the end.
Yeah, that's coffee.
Oh, I see some of those.
And then long. I'm like, holy smoke!
She goes with the almond shape, perfect for scratching.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. Another reason why to have a loved one in the house.
Yep.
That takes care of her nails.
Is there a loser part of me that was just like, why do we have to pull Bob only down two? Can't we just make it look good? 5-1 looks so much worse than 3-1.
Yeah, it's true.
But the loss is the loss.
The loss is the loss, but, you know. I was so pathetic when Barkey scored that goal in the third. I was like, here we go. I didn't believe it.
Well, here's the deal. It's only one game. And remember what I said all along. They've done an excellent job during the course of the year of treating each of these separately.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's hard.
Is that what they tell themselves?
I know it's hard.
When's the last time they lost three in a row? January?
But again... The message out of Panthers camp has always been consistent, win or lose. And so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that their minds are going to be in the right place and they're not going to be all tight about what this game means.
Yeah, I would feel that way if I recognized those Panthers on the ice because those are not my Panthers. Especially you, Carter Verhaeghe.
Whoa, hey, hey.
Whoa,
calm down.
We're not doing that.
I'm going to do it. That dude's going out there. He's whiffing.
You can't do that before the
he's whiffing.
The game of the hockey season?
Whiffing.
There's no time for TCL.
I thought we called you Swaggy. You're out there whiffing left and right. Look like you belong in the Marlins lineup.
Hey, You had those locked and loaded.
We're
going to be positive that no matter what happened last three games, everything you want is still in front of you at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So from that standpoint,
I'm going to tell you something we need right now.
We need about 5 goals. That's what we need. If you ain't saying that, then I don't want to hear it.
We need a punch right in the face. Like, immediately, I think we need a fight.
Yeah.
I think we need a fight right away. We need to get back to who we are. Mm. None of this. First of all, what's the point of being disciplined if you
do you want Edmonton on power plays?
Yeah. We need to change the message immediately. Yeah.
To winning?
Dude, yes it is. Yeah. Yes it is. I don't recognize these Panthers.
Yeah.
Our Panthers are intimidating. Our Panthers bring the thunder.
Your way of getting it back is to go out there and fight and be a man down.
Just to get them going. Just to get the people going, dude. I'm telling you right now. The Panthers, they don't look like themselves. They look like choir boys out there. They got to be a nuisance. They got to get back to who they were. They got to get to the team that mentally breaks. And I can just tell they just want to be like too disciplined because they're too afraid to go to send another team. No, no. We're never afraid of that. We kill the penalties. Enough of this nonsense. What do you have to lose? You've already meekly gone to a game 7.
The Stanley Cup.
Damn it. They play like the way they've been playing. They're not going to win the Stanley Cup anyway. They're not going to win it anyway.
That I agree with. But your solution to fixing it is to go out there and be a man down.
Little brouhaha, dude.
That sounds ridiculous.
Just a little one early on.
You can be more aggressive without getting a penalty.
Nah, you can't be. You can't be a Mustang if you don't take the reins off.
Oh my goodness!
All right, you're just a horse.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh my goodness!
I'm telling you right now.
So wait, your solution to what has happened the last three games?
Yeah,
is go out,
punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
That's it.
Punch him in the face.
Be a man down.
And I want it to be Kachuk too.
Let's be clear. Your solution to what has happened is to go out, be aggressive, punch somebody in the mouth, and go down 5-4.
Better than being on the back skate and you just do this.
No, listen to me. It's not better.
Okay, listen to me. Here's what's going to happen. Leroy, here's what's going to happen if you don't do it.
Explain to me how.
I will. If you let me. I will if you let me. I will if you let me. Because here's what's going to happen if you don't. Oh, let's be disciplined, guys. Let's be this. Oh, Connor McDavid's passes. Slash. Penalty anyway.
Boom.
So you might as well go get your money's worth. You ever hear about getting your money's worth?
Mm.
Go get your money's worth and be yourself, because they're going to get a penalty anyway.
I like a good deal.
All right.
Got to send a statement.
You got to get back to who you are.
By going a man down is not the way to go.
All right.
Here's other ways. Well, there's no way you can give the other team who is on a roll an advantage to start game 7.
Let's go and
you know how ridiculous that sounds?
Let's just go keep.
Do you understand how ridiculous
that
sounds?
Let's just keep playing soft. Let's just keep turning the puck over. Let's keep letting them get on breakaways.
Wait.
Keep playing those meek. Keep giving up the biscuit.
Those mistakes are different.
They're not different. They're playing tight, Leroy. They're not playing like themselves.
Are they playing tight because they're losing?
No, they're playing tightly because they're playing tight, quite obviously. They're whiffing. Have you ever seen so many whiffs?
Well, you know what's funny about this? Can I just say this? And early on in the playoffs, I pointed this out. And you shrugged it off. Like, no big deal because they were winning. And that is, man, they give away a lot of breakaways and a lot of shorties. And
I always love how I shrug stuff off.
Like, you did.
You mean I shrug stuff off when they've been down in a series once the entire Stanley Cup final?
No, but those, you don't think those things eventually catch up to you?
Yes, and I guess it's caught up at the absolute worst time.
Well, but that's my point. It was a big deal back then.
Okay.
And now it's more making more of an impact. So I would rather them do something about that than going out and thinking, eh, what else we got to lose? Let's go out and just smash them and go down and have a man down right away.
You don't think you absolutely no you don't sense. All right. Well, look, man, this is high times tonight. It's all on the line. Game 7. We're all very scared.
Not me.
You haven't been here.
That's why.
They don't have hockey in Mexico.
Yep. Completely oblivious.
You thought they were going to come back already with the parade.
I'm very, very sad that it hasn't already happened, but it's okay. Game 7, baby.
Shmi then says the elephant in the studio nobody wants to mention is Bob. Yeah, but here's the thing about Bob. Like, it's all breakaways. It's all 2-on-1s. You look at that last game, you're like, all right. It wasn't great. Could he save him on one to pick it up? Sure. Has he been abysmal? I mean, the numbers look bad, but if you're watching the games, you understand it's not the biggest reason they're losing. It's part of it. They've all come together and decided to poop the bed.
Yeah.
The problem is that all the smaller things that you were getting away with earlier in the playoffs all catching up to you. So, for example, you had a lot of these breakaways. You had a lot of these shorties. Well, there was a lot more than they were scoring on, and Bob was stopping them.
Yeah. I mean, you could argue.
Now he's not, and you can't put it on Bob when you're putting him in awful, awful situations.
The truth of the matter is the series would be over already if it wasn't for him. That's the truth of it. The truth is this series would be over, and they would already have the cup, Edmonton, if it wasn't for Sergei Bobrovsky. That's the facts.
Yeah, I'm not ready to blame Bob.
You can just blame the team. They're all playing bad. Sure. I'm not saying he's playing good. He's not playing good. He's nowhere near what he was. No. But like people who are like saying, oh, you should go with Stoli. It's like,
not now.
You should?
Now?
First of all, Stoli went out there for 1-2, and by my count, he also gave him a 4-piece. Like, he was also getting lit up, which should tell you what the problem is. It's not the goalies, because both these guys are pretty excellent. They have to figure it the hell out. So start a fight. Stop turning the puck over. I don't know what it is, but Carter Verhaeghe, you're on notice.
What?
Because I want him to take a one-way ticket to Coyoteville, and they don't even exist anymore.
Whoa.
I would like them, because here's what's happened. What I've noticed, not the result of the loss, but in all of these games have started off the same way. The first 10 minutes of the hockey game, they've been out there feeling their way around. Edmonton has been aggressive, and you have been down. And then they just pour it on. I need to see third period Panther hockey in the first 5 minutes of the game. Not play that hockey when you're playing catch up, but play it to win from the beginning.
Stunned Steve says, wow, he's sending Verhaeghe to Utah. No, I don't think you got me correctly here. I'm not sending him to the new Coyotes team. I want him to just go to an empty Coyotes practice facility that's deserted.
Wow.
With rats. There's not even ice there. Mm. And I just want him to sit there. If he doesn't get his bleep together.
Wow. Well, if he doesn't, you won't see him anyway, because it's game 7.
Let me tell you something. I'm looking at this crazy Bill Zito on Twitter.
Oh, he's losing his mind.
He's making, I mean, he's going down firing after this. If you guys blow this the way he's looking, there won't be a Panther amongst you. Other than, like, they'll call back up Spencer Knight and be like, all right, hey, here you go. He goes, hey, where'd everybody go? He goes, traded them all. That's the look he has in his eye.
Oh, wow. He's very angry.
But all that being said, don't you have to have some level of positive thinking, because it's game 7 and you haven't lost the Stanley Cup and you can still win?
It's hard. I know, because it's hard. It's like it doesn't feel like the Panthers are playing. It sucks, because right now what it feels like is the Panthers – It's almost as big not to become a joke of history than it is to win the championship. And it should be just, hey, we have a chance to win the championship. But it feels like they're playing for two things. Not to be embarrassed and to be the champion. No. And they're not equal. Like, it should be the championship is 99%, and then don't be embarrassed. And that's the way you should go about it. But it doesn't feel like that.
Can I try something else?
Yeah.
If the Panthers were down 3-2 and had won 3-3.
Nope, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, because they haven't
played. Because you're in the same spot.
No, because they haven't played hockey well in 10 days.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. That's like.
Have we seen them turn it around before? Yeah. Remember they had that stretch, they lost six straight games?
We saw it turn around the 3-1 last year.
Yeah, so it's there. So there's hope. Like, so to just the same group of guys that have done these same incredible things, I'm not ready to fold up shop because they had a little skid here. Especially when everything that you came to do and everything you want to accomplish is in front of you. No. Not like you're down 3-1 and you've been obliterated. No, it's 3-3. You've been through this during the course of the season where you've had to bounce back. You're playing at home, right? So, like, yeah, the last three games sucked. But if they win this game, you forget about that because they won a championship.
Of course.
And that's how you got to think.
But if you don't, then it rings eternal.
Nope. Because if you start thinking about the ramifications of losing, that's what makes you play tight on the ice.
Which is exactly how they've looked. Right. Do you think the stakes raised with a winner take all game seven is going to help that?
I think that what they've done in the last 2 years and their ability to bounce back, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say these guys can turn it around because they have shown me that they can. With everything they say about each game, with the way they performed the last 2 years, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I think they earned it. This is not a situation of, oh, here we go again, because they were on the other side of it.
Can we send Carter Verhaeghe to the Ghost Pirates tonight?
Wow.
Man, three games, huh? You ready to... Has he been pretty good all year, right?
He's the most clutch mother bleeper I've ever seen in my life.
So
why are you so angry at him?
He hasn't played up.
Sucks lately, dude. Wow. Have you been seeing him? It's like he might as well have an Oilers jersey on. Hmm.
They've played 90 games and three games. You're ready to get rid of him?
The biggest three games we've ever seen in our life.
No, it doesn't matter.
The biggest three games we've ever seen in our life.
They've played 90 games.
The biggest three games we've ever seen in our life.
Please think about your fandom. They've played 90 games. The guy has struggled for three games, and you're ready to ship him out.
Leroy, have you seen him play like good or like a bum? Tell me the truth.
He hasn't played.
Don't skate.
What we're used to seeing.
You're not playing tonight, so don't skate on the question. Do you think he's played good or like a bum?
He hasn't played well lately, but he's played 90 games this year, and three games you're ready to exile him?
Why does he keep missing the puck? It's right there.
Three games you're ready to exile him.
Carter Verhaeghe never does that.
That sounds.
We got to bring back the music. Turn my swag on. We need that tonight.
They should have that as their skate-out song today.
We need it.
Get him back to who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Or a slump buster. I don't know what he needs.
Wow. Make some calls.
Make him go see the Dalai Lama. Make him find something. Make him take ayahuasca. I don't know.
Ooh.
But this is not the Carter Verhaeghe I recognize. This is not swaggy. Leroy, the biggest three games we've ever seen in our life. This isn't in the middle of the season against the Red Wings, dude.
So my question to you is a player has to be good. He can't have a slip up when the stakes are
not now. No.
And you don't think he can turn it around?
I hope he does. That's all I keep screaming at my television.
They've played 90 games this year, dude.
Leroy, look, you're adorable and I want to pinch your cheeks, but like now is not the time to go through a slumpy slump.
It's never a good time.
But you would agree.
It's never a good time.
You would agree.
It's like, wait, let me ask you a question. You think Tyler Hero always wants to get hurt at the end of the year?
Well, he got hurt in the middle of the year this year.
Okay, but I'm just saying. For 2 years, he like going into the playoffs, we counting on him. And well, does that make him a bum?
It doesn't make him a bum, but it brings questions. Like, more questions when you don't do it in the playoffs, for sure.
You play a sport for 6 months, dude. There's ups and downs.
Yeah, but this isn't February against the Preds.
You can't get. I love the way you think. Like, I don't know the part that makes Carter Verhaeghe Carter Verhaeghe is his ability to bounce back. Right? He's done it. Mm-hmm. Up and down. This whole team, right, has gone up and down and up and down, and they've stayed relatively basic in how they approach it and how they go about it. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, they've been down 3-1. They've had to come back. They've done a lot of things in the last 2 years for all of a sudden they're on the other end of it, and I'm to think, oh, they can't do it. They can't do it. No. They earned that.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not saying that they can't do it. What I'm telling Carter Verhaeghe is, you better do it. I'm telling you right now, because I got a one-way ticket to Yotesville if you don't.
Whoa.
Back up to this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You're on notice, dude.
Everybody just bounce. Everybody just bounce.
Hey, Marco.
Yes, sir. Like, you
know, keep Tobin away from all liquor bottles, please.
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna have to keep a majority of South Florida away from liquor bottles if this historical collapse happens tonight. But it's not, though. I'm not worried at all. Not worried at all.
Do we have notes on who the drum is tonight?
I have some inside information on that.
Tell me.
I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal it.
Why not?
It's inside information.
You're a journalist.
All right, but I want you to make some guesses first. You're gonna be disappointed.
Is it a former Panther?
It is not.
Okay.
Leroy,
is it a 94-year-old golfer?
It is not.
Okay, good. We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
We're off to a great start.
Yes. Leroy, you want to make any guesses? Take any stabs at it?
Is it an artist?
You know what?
Musical artist?
It is not a musical artist. In a sense, it is an artist, though.
So it's an artsman.
Yeah. I would consider this the arts.
Oh, no. It sounds like somebody like Jake Paul or something like that.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is it Masvidal?
Nope. Not an athlete at all. Not a professional athlete.
Yeah. Okay. Musical artist.
Not a musical artist. But Miami connection. It's going to be very weird. It's a little weird.
Brito?
No. You know what? That would have been dope. Maybe he could have painted the drum. It's going to be a comedian.
The dude from SNL?
Indeed.
He's banging the drum?
Marcelo Hernandez.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good, I like that, though. You know what? It's better than Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'll say. And although, you know, I understand he's a professional athlete.
It's a little big stakes for him.
It's a little big stakes.
I would have, you know, used him for like a game two.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. No, definitely.
So wait, totally right. So wait, we have rankings of where these people should bang the drum.
Yep.
Right?
It's a little high for him.
It is.
I know he's on Saturday Night Live, and it's a great story.
Great, but
respectfully,
who's game seven worthy?
Marino,
D-Wade, Bosch. Luongo, Billy Lindsay.
Luongo. Melon B. Luongo, because he works for the team.
I know. Yeah. But, like, you either got to go for Panthers Gooseys, or if you're going for big time athlete Gooseys, Bosch, D Wade, UD.
Yager. What about Yager come back?
No. Nah.
Short stint.
Damn.
Nah, no Yags.
Shmita
makes a good point. Ariana Grande is there. Know her?
Well,
feel bad.
They would have to lift her to help her bang the drum. She's tiny.
Sticks too heavy.
Rick Ross?
I mean, I feel bad for Marcel. There should be a big moment for him.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
But look, if he wins,
yeah,
then he'll be
Trick
remembered.
Daddy?
He'll be remembered forever.
Look, he just sold out 8 shows, set a record for the most sales. In a weekend, most souls. But I don't know, dude. This is a little much. The thing is, his entire run this weekend at the Daniel
Mr. 305.
Sponsored by Amerant Bank. They were giving away Tyler Hero jerseys yesterday.
Yeah, Luther Campbell. That would just come out to some booty music.
Kodak Black. This is his time, baby.
Nah.
This is his time.
Too much shenanigans. Well, you know, you can't trust him.
Welcome back. This is what you want. You because want
shenanigans. He's going to have Astron next to him, and that's not appropriate for the kids.
The Oilers would be like,
the only person who's going to like that is Horny Victory Rat.
But if you have any of the, you have any of the rappers down here, it connotes booty music.
Yeah, but Uncle Luke is gonna Uncle Luke is gonna keep it to sports, you know?
Yeah.
Uncle Luke is gonna keep it to sports. Trick's gonna keep it to sports. Kodak, you don't know.
Wait, they might be circled by Astron. Right? They walk out, they give him the drum, and then Astron circles him. Come on.
I think you're right, though. It has to be Wade.
Can I just see, because say right now, why is Gary Bettman in a forest? We're watching.
What is going on?
What is that?
This guy's an Airbnb for sure.
He definitely broke his Zoom background, right? Because like, why is, or is that just like, is he like vacationing in the Everglades? Like, where is he right now?
This is very strange.
They all want us to lose tonight. Please just get the first goal. Please just get the first goal. Please.
Brings me back to my point. They have been playing soft the first 5-10 minutes of every game, even early on. Just, the other team just didn't score.
Just let the shoulders relax a little bit early on, Leroy. Give them a little relief early.
Have you calmed down from your ridiculous takes to be more reasonable and more in line with, you know, winning the game? You want to set a tone. I want to win the game.
Oh, you're talking about the fight?
Yeah.
I will back down from a fight, but I do. But I stand by. The Panthers have been playing soft.
Yes, I agree with you with that.
Okay.
I agree with you that you can still play more physical and play the Panther hockey you play in the third period, in the first period.
Sometimes you just.
Right?
Sam Bennett's a lot like a German Shepherd. Every once in a while, you got to throw him a bone, you know?
What does that mean?
Means let him go punch Draisaitl right in the face. We owe him one.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not reasonable today. I just want you to know I'm not reasonable today, and I don't want to be.
Wait. And this Monday is different than any other day of the week?
It's very different. It's very different. I have all. And I showed up on NBA Reddit this week. They're all laughing at me.
Oh. Why? What are they saying?
For my Jason Tatum rant last week.
Oh, okay.
Somehow it ended up on NBA Reddit.
It was so good. I got text messages in Mexico saying, Tobin is preaching right now.
The Sully and Murphs are very mad at me.
I was like, who the hell is this?
Oh, listen.
The Sully and Murphs are already mad at me.
Like, you went all in, but I would, of all the people that would have a problem with it, those are the people I'm least. Like, fans of the guy?
There's nobody I'm happier that I'm ruining their celebration than me. Just ruining the Sully and Murphs, being like, come on, give us that credit. No. I won't. And that's fine. You guys can sit here and laugh at me, but just to know that you guys think you're going to get me to bend, no, not going to happen.
Take it from me.
Not going to happen.
He will die on that rock.
You want to read some of the comments, Marcos?
Oh, I would love to. God, I would love to.
Take a break. Back after this. Oh man, maybe the other piece of power that's in our favor is that Drake has bet $500,000 on the Edmonton Oilers.
Perfect. He has been taking some L's.
He's been taking some L's lately, dude.
That's good. That's good. That's in our favor.
That is in our favor.
If Drake is betting on the team, that's in our favor.
Yep. That is in our favor. By the way, speaking of betting, did you guys see Jimmy Butler this weekend?
Ooh, did I?
Jimmy Butler showed up to a celebrity poker game, Leroy, and was sitting next to Ryan Garcia, who very clearly was annoying the holy hell out of Jimmy Butler.
Yappy, yappy, yappy.
Like, really, like, you don't see Jimmy Butler irritated like that. It seems like a guy.
He's a troll master.
He seemed very annoyed by Ryan Garcia.
Woo.
Now, not enough to take home over $100,000 because Jimmy Butler was raking it in. Him and Neymar cleaned up.
Yeah.
Which apparently really angered this. What's this?
Dan
dude with the
Blazarian.
He hates Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah, he does. Well, he's a phony McPhony pants.
Jimmy Butler, this was the funny thing with Dan Blazarian. I don't know how much he's worth.
Not what you think he is.
I don't know what he's worth, but I'm venturing to guess it's not what Jimmy Butler's worth.
No way.
Because he's not like just an IG person.
Yeah.
But he kept betting. What did he bet? He told Jimmy Butler, I'll give you $10,000 right now for your hand.
Yep.
And you get to walk away. And Jimmy Butler said, this isn't about the money. This is about the win. And the guy just didn't know how to deal with it because I think he's used to being able to bully people with their money.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler had pocket aces, Leroy.
Ooh.
Pocket aces.
Yep.
And so Jimmy Butler ended up winning just a crazy amount of money on that hand, bluffing Ryan Garcia.
Yep. And he also
you can't bluff if you have pocket aces.
Well, I don't, you know, whatever the term is, Leroy. I don't know.
Bluffing is when you don't.
They thought that he was bluffing.
Yeah.
They thought that he was bluffing. But the point is, he's like, you're not going to. I didn't even know you could do that at poker. You could buy a hand from somebody?
You can't. Well, he was just trying to flex.
The guy was just trying to flex, and I don't think he knows that Jimmy Butler makes $500,000 for games that he plays or doesn't play.
Doesn't even play.
More than that.
Oh, my God.
No, that's about right.
Yeah.
82 games, 40.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see guys who make way more than that, too. I mean, that's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
My favorite part was Ryan Garcia asking Jimmy Butler what team he plays for. And I'm like, that's journalism. That's
what team you play for?
Miami. Oh, that's right, baby.
He's like, why did I ask that? Let's get to the mixed bag.
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We all know what's at the top of everyone's mind in South Florida currently. I even heard it on our sister station, Power 96, as I was coming into the studio today. Everyone is talking about it. We are no different. Let's go ahead and hear from the Oilers to start things off here in the mixed bag. Connor McDavid.
Ugh.
He revealed his feelings ahead of Game 7.
Yeah, excited. Obviously, we've worked hard to put ourselves in this position. It's a great opportunity for our group, and we're looking forward to it.
He sounds it.
Stupid Connor McDavid.
Didn't do anything the last game.
Jesus.
Idiot.
We're going to keep it in the hockey realm.
Okay.
It's okay. We got one from our boys now. Enough of those Oilers. We got Sasha Barkov here.
Love him.
He
got screwed.
Definitely got screwed.
Got screwed. Offside.
Was it offside?
Paul Maurice was.
Was it offside or wasn't it?
Oh my! I mean, by a millimeter, dude. By a little.
Spirit of the rule, Leroy. Spirit of the rule.
There's holding on every play, Leroy. Are we going to go back on the replay and be like?
That's not one of those situations. You either are or you aren't. It's not a judgment call. Like, yeah, it was close. But he was offsides. Like, how did he get screwed?
It was
He got screwed by his own guy who didn't stay on side.
What did he say?
This is him answering whether or not this is a legacy-defining game.
If you win tomorrow night, you win the Stanley Cup. If you lose, you're the team that blew 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Is this a legacy-defining moment, a career-defining moment?
No. I mean, tomorrow we have one thing on our mind, to play our best game, and that's about it. Like, we have an unbelievable opportunity to win the Cup, but our mindset is to play our best game starting from the first shift, and that's about it. That's all we think about.
I love that. So all the crap everybody's talking about, they have maintained the same, attitude. I don't mean as far as play, they need to play better.
Yeah.
But I'm saying as far as the mindset of what each game means, they've been consistent with that all year.
I wish the attitude could get you more points.
Well, the attitude will keep you in the right frame of mind to get more points.
What else you got, Marcos?
Got one more from the hockey realm. I want to go ahead and stay on our side of the ice, though. This one is with Matthew Tkachuk and how it all comes down to Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit in the sense that both teams are feeling that, but we've had that mindset all playoffs, and we don't want to, get too far away from that. But it's been a very even series, even though we won three, they won three. for us both teams to have an opportunity. You know, most teams, when you lose three in a playoff series, you don't have a chance at another game. And somehow both of us have an opportunity still. So very exciting. Kind of leave all their desperation on both sides. You know, and it's been a very even series, I feel like. So it all comes down to this.
Florida, the very slight favorite. This has been going from pick'em to now Florida's a slight favorite for tonight. But
all right,
we shall see. Very, very. How are you going to get the rest of our day out after this show today? I mean, I don't know what to do. I feel
I'm just going to do it pacing.
Hey, yeah,
I've already planned busy work.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to go out and give my grill a deep cleaning, get it ready for the fourth.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Good call.
I got to go get some stuff from my pool. Got to go get a bag of ice. I still can't do liquor in the hot tub.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Come on. One time.
No, I won't have nobody to save me if I start. One time. I'll be out there just, oh, dude, the other day. I got in the pool. Like, you know, I get in the pool and do some stretching before I go golf, right? I'm in the pool. I look at my little I look at my little skimmer, right? And there's some kind of animal fight for his life. Right? So I open it up. Out comes this lizard, right? So I go get the net to try to save the lizard. He fighting, he running away from me. I'm like, I'm trying to save you. Take him out, throw him on the pavement, and he laid there for like a day, and it rained, you know. So the next day when I get up, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to move this lizard. And I went over there and I poked him and he ran away.
Mm.
So I saved the lizard.
Resilient. Good for you, man.
Proud of you.
Caught a shrimp yesterday.
Oh. Did you eat it?
Nah, I just let him go.
Nah.
Wait, how'd you in the net?
Not with my hand.
With your hand? Wow. Getting manlier by the second.
See, back where I'm from, somebody would say, so my dad would say to my uncle, Poochie, Poochie, we catch 5-6 of those, we can make some etouffee. You threw it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, by the way, have you ever seen the Meg?
The Meg.
Is that about the shark?
Nah, I haven't
seen
that.
Yeah, the giant shark.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
Hmm. Well, if you haven't seen Meg 1, sure as hell don't watch Meg 2. it was like the last 15 minutes I was flipping through channels. And I said, let me see what Jason Statham gonna do. Oh my goodness. Like, too much. Too much.
Anything else in the next bag, Marcos?
Yes. Baseball. Been around since the days of Oyster Burns. And yet somehow we had a first in Major League history the other day.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this by any chance?
Nope.
Ryan McMahon. McMahone? I don't know. Who cares? Drew a bases loaded. Ninth inning. Walk in the first. Walk-off pitch clock violation. In Major League history, this is how it sounded.
Wow.
Three balls, two strikes. Tied at 7. The pitch, time called. Time violation! A pitch clock violation on Finnegan! And that's the game! The Rockies on the pitcher Finnegan taking too much time. That becomes ball 4. And for the first time in the new rules, the Rockies have a walk-off on a pitch violation.
Wow. So wait.
That's...
It only counts as one ball. Right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But it was a fourth.
So dude was struggling before that if he had three balls up to that point.
Bases loaded.
So it was inevitable.
Still one of those things, though. Like, that kind of goes back to, like, oh, I need HD cameras to see that he was off sides by an inch. Like, spirit of the rule.
I got one even worse that I'm going to save.
Okay.
Sweet.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey, well. wishing, I'm wishing, I'm wishing, I'm wishing, they wishing on me.
Oh, man. Maybe the only the other piece of power that's in our favor is that Drake has bet $500,000 on the Edmonton Oilers.
Perfect. He has been taking some L's.
He's been taking some L's lately, dude.
That's good. That's good. That's in our favor.
That is in our favor.
If Drake is betting on the team, that's in our favor.
Yep, that is in our favor. By the way, speaking of betting, did you guys see Jimmy Butler this weekend?
Ooh, did I?
Jimmy Butler showed up to a celebrity poker game, Leroy, and was sitting next to Ryan Garcia, who very clearly was annoying the holy hell out of Jimmy Butler.
Yappy, yappy, yappy.
Like, really, like, you don't see Jimmy Butler irritated like that. He seems like a guy.
He's a troll master.
He seemed very annoyed by Ryan Garcia.
Woo.
Now, not enough to take home over $100,000, because Jimmy Butler was raking it in. Him and Neymar cleaned up.
Yeah.
Which apparently really angered this. Dan Blazarian. Oh, he hates Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah, he does. Well, he's a phony McPhony pants.
Jimmy Butler, like, this was the funny thing with Dan Blazarian. I don't know how much he's worth.
Not what you think he is.
I don't know what he's worth, but I'm venturing to guess it's not what Jimmy Butler's worth.
No way.
Because he's not, like, just an IG person.
Yeah.
But he kept betting. What did he bet? He told Jimmy Butler, I'll give you $10,000 right now for your hand, and you get to walk away. And Jimmy Butler said, this isn't about the money. This is about the win. And the guy just didn't know how to deal with it, because I think he's used to being able to bully people with their money.
Yep.
Jimmy Butler had pocket aces, Leroy. Pocket aces.
Yep.
And so Jimmy Butler ended up winning just a crazy amount of money on that hand, bluffing Ryan Garcia.
Yep. And he also
bluff if you have pocket aces.
Well, I don't, you know, whatever the term is, Leroy. I don't know.
Bluffing is when you don't.
They thought that he was bluffing. They thought that he was bluffing. But the point is, he's like, you're not gonna. I didn't even know you could do that at poker. You could buy a hand from somebody.
You can't. Well, he was just trying to flex.
The guy was just trying to flex, and I don't think he knows that Jimmy Butler makes $500,000 for games that he plays or doesn't play.
Doesn't even play.
More than that.
Oh my god.
No, that's about right.
Yeah.
82 games, 40.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see guys who make way more than that, too. I mean, that's going to happen very soon.
Yeah.
My favorite part was Ryan Garcia asking Jimmy Butler what team he plays for. And I'm like, that's journalism. That's cool.
What team you play for?
Miami. Oh, that's right, baby.
He's like, why did I ask that? Let's get to the mixed bag.
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We all know what's at the top of everyone's mind in South Florida currently. I even heard it on our sister station, Power 96, as I was coming into the studio today. Everyone is talking about it. We are no different. Let's go ahead and hear from the Oilers to start things off here in the mixed bag. Connor McDavid.
Ugh.
He revealed his feelings ahead of Game 7.
Yeah, excited. Obviously, we've worked hard to put ourselves, in this position. It's a great opportunity for our group, and we're looking forward to it.
He sounds it.
Stupid Connor McDavid.
Didn't do anything the last game.
Jesus.
Idiot.
We're going to keep it in the hockey realm.
Okay.
It's okay. We got one from our boys now. Enough of those Oilers. We got Sasha Barkov here.
Love him.
He
got screwed.
Definitely got screwed.
Got screwed. Offside.
Paul Maurice was.
Was it offside or wasn't it?
Oh my! I mean, by a millimeter, dude. By a little.
Spirit of the rule, Leroy. Spirit of the rule.
There's holding on every play, Leroy. Are we going to go back on the replay and be like,
That's not one of those situations. You either are or you aren't. It's not a judgment call. Like, yeah, it was close. But he was offsides. Like, how did he get screwed?
It was
He got screwed by his own guy who didn't stay on side.
What did he say?
This is him answering whether or not this is a legacy-defining game.
If you win tomorrow night, you win the Stanley Cup. If you lose, you're the team that blew the 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup. Is this a legacy-defining moment, a career-defining moment?
No. I mean, tomorrow we have one thing on our mind, to play our best game, and that's about it. Like, we have an unbelievable opportunity to to win the cup, but our mindset is to play our best game starting from the first shift, and that's about it. That's all we think about.
I love that. So all the crap everybody's talking about, they have maintained the same, you know, attitude. I don't mean as far as play, they need to play better.
Yeah.
But I'm saying as far as the mindset of what each game means, they've been consistent with that all year.
I wish the attitude could get you more points.
Well, the attitude will keep you in the right frame of mind to get more points.
What else you got, Marcos?
Yeah, one more from the hockey realm. I want to go ahead and stay on our side of the ice, though. This one is with Matthew Tkachuk and how it all comes down to Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit in the sense that both teams are feeling that, but you know, we've had that mindset all playoffs, and we don't want to, you know, get too far away from that. But you know, it's been a very even series, even though, you know, we won three, they won three. For us, both teams to have an opportunity, you know, most teams when you lose three in a playoff series, you don't have a chance at another game, and somehow both of us have an opportunity still. So very exciting, kind of leave all their desperation on both sides. You know, and it's been a very even series, I feel like, so it all comes down to this.
Florida, the very slight favorite. This has been going from pick'em to now Florida's a slight favorite for tonight. But
all right,
we shall see. Very, very. How are you going to get the rest of our day out after this show today? I mean, I don't know what to do. I feel
I'm just going to do it pacing.
Hey, yeah,
I've already planned busy work.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to go out and give my grill a deep cleaning, get it ready for the 4th.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Good call.
I got to go get some stuff for my pool. Got to go get a bag of ice. I still can't do liquor in the hot tub.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Come on. One time.
No, I won't have no. I won't have nobody to save me if I start.
One time.
I'll be out there just. Oh, dude, the other day. I got in the pool. Like, you know, I get in the pool and do some stretching before I go golf, right? I'm in the pool. I look at my little I look at my little skimmer, right? And there's some kind of animal fight for his life. Right? So I open it up. Out comes this lizard, right? So I go get the net to try to save the lizard. He fighting, he running away from me. I'm like, I'm trying to save you. Take him out, throw him on the pavement, and he laid there for like a day, and it rained, you know. So the next day when I get up, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to move this lizard. And I went over there and I poked him and he ran away.
Mm.
So I saved the lizard.
Resilient. You know, good for you, man.
Proud of you.
Caught a shrimp yesterday.
Oh. Did you eat it?
Nah, I just let him go.
Nah.
Wait, how'd you in a net?
Not with my hand.
With your hand? Wow. Getting manlier by the second.
See, back where I'm from, somebody would say, so my dad would say to my uncle, Poochie, Poochie, we catch 5-6 of those, we can make some etouffee. You threw it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, by the way, have you ever seen the Meg?
The Meg.
Is that about the shark?
Nah, I haven't
seen
that.
Yeah, the giant shark.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
Hmm. Well, if you haven't seen Meg 1, sure as hell don't watch Meg 2. It was like the last 15 minutes I was flipping through channels. And I said, let me see what Jason Statham gonna do. Oh my goodness. Like, too much. Too much.
Anything else in the next bag, Marcos?
Yes, baseball. Been around since the days of Oyster Burns. And yet somehow we had a first in Major League history the other day.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this by any chance?
Nope.
Ryan McMahon. McMahon? I don't know. Who cares? Drew a bases loaded. 9th inning. Walk in the first. Walk-off pitch clock violation. In Major League history, this is how it sounded.
Wow.
3-2. Tied at 7. The pitch. Time called. Time violation. violation, a pitch clock violation on Finnegan, and that's the game. The Rockies on the pitcher Finnegan taking too much time. That becomes ball four, and for the first time in the new rules, the Rockies have a walk-off on a pitch violation.
Wow. So wait,
that's
it only counts as one ball. Right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But it was a fourth.
So dude was struggling before that if he had three balls up to that point.
Bases loaded.
So it was inevitable.
Still one of those things, though. Like, that kind of goes back to, like, oh, I need HD cameras to see that he was off sides by an inch. Like, spirit of the rule.
I got one even worse that I'm going to save.
Okay.
Sweet.
We'll take a break. Back after this.